Would you like me to share about that stone?
Of course.
It's interesting that you were drawn to that as we sit here. A number of years ago, I had recently finished one of these journeys with an individual, and they called me and asked if they could come to my office because they had something that they wanted to share. So I said, yeah, come on, come right over, I'm with patients, and no worries, I'll step out and I'll, you know, have a few moments that we can be together. And so a bit later, and this person walked into the office, and I did step out from being with a patient, and they had their hands behind their back. And then when this person pulled their hand out from behind their back, it was a fist, and they reached over and said, here, and they rather discreetly put this thing in my hand and closed my hands around it. And they said, I don't need this anymore. This is the way I was living, and I don't live that way anymore. Thank you. And so then I gradually opened my hands and looked, and what I found was the stone that you were drawn to this morning. It's an amazing stone. As you had mentioned, it's a heart stone. And like you were saying, you've found so many heart stones. What do you find about this heart stone? What are you seeing?
It's all bound up.
On one side, or?
On both sides. It's just amazing the way it runs all the way through it. And then it polished out the way it did.
And so, yeah, it's something like it's wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply bound up with strapping tape or something like that, all the way around it, and so many pieces going around. And So yeah, this was one of my sacred gifts. This one over here was shared by another. What do you make of this?
I don't know. One's just natural and it's beautiful, but the other one's just more ornate.
And what are they?
Starfish.
And so, yeah, this is another individual. And again, when our journey had come to its natural place of resting, they came to me and said, well, you know, this is what I was, this real shiny, like out at the surface looking ornate and magnificent, and now I'm my natural flow.
That's really neat.
And I guess as long as we're on this, I'm not sure if I ever spoke with you about this.
Mm-mm.
This is the most magnificent gift I've ever received in my life. And I mean that in all earnest. What are we looking at?
A wad of duct tape with... a crumpled wad of duct tape with tacks in it.
And you know how particular I am about the few things that I have in my life as you look around this room.
Uh-huh.
And this piece of duct tape sits in a very visible place for me. It sits at the bottom of my stairwell, so as I go up and down the stairs through the day, I see this, and it's completely in my field of awareness. And so this, as the others that I shared with you, was from another individual and was presented at the completion of their journey. And this is a person who was wrestling deeply with ending their life. It was a very severe situation for this person. And so, as the person that presented the heartstone that was all strapped up, this person did the same thing. And they said, yeah, this was my life.
Wow.
This was my life. Here. It's not my life anymore. And you know, when we look at it, we can see like the outside surface of the duct tape, and we can see kind of the sticky, tacky inside surface showing in many places. Yeah. And then, you know, the pins, the push pins sticking into predominantly the kind of shiny outside surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in almost all cases, there's basically like one or two at most push pins that are going into the tacky surface, kind of the inside of mm-hmm. this person's being. That was quite a number of years ago that I had an opportunity to journey with this person. I imagine it was a good 4 years or more. And every time I see that person, they're obviously in a completely stable and different place. So we've never met again.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what I invite us to consider is to take this walk together, to take this journey, which has very little to do with me. And I mean that in the most humble way. Because I'm not going to be walking at you. I'm going to be walking with you. We're going to walk together. We're going to grow together. And what this is about is holding space in such a way that you come to the place of being able to easily flow your way. So when you do that, again, it's not about me. It's really not even about we. So when we come to its natural resting place, and I never know when that is. That's how come I had mentioned that, you know, maybe like 10 to 12 sessions. That's what happens. I don't know if it's 12. I don't know if it's 11. What I can say is, to this point, it hasn't taken 13, and it's not occurred in less than 10. And when we come to that place, it's not like we need to get back together on a monthly basis or a weekly basis or twice a year. Occasionally, someone has asked to check in on a couple of pieces. And predominantly, as I mentioned with this gal that was having a very strong issue about whether or not to continue her life, I've never sat with her. So one of the pieces that we're going to look at here is that, you know, the only teacher, the only guru, is the guru from within. And I'm going to be really strong about that, because I don't want you to need me. I don't want you to need anybody. And to this point, it's really common for all of us to look in that way, to look out for a guru. And that appears in many different flavors, many different visions. Mm-hmm. It could be the mall. Mm-hmm. Okay, it could be the shopping mall. It could be some shaman from India. It can be from A to Z. And yet, one of the predominant perceptions is that, you know, we're looking outside of self. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to take a look at what that means to at least explore another perception of how we see. So what I wanted to do is offer a little bit of an overview so that we have some type of a footing, the beginnings of some footings, and invite you to share what you've reflected to this point about, you know, why you're finding yourself sitting here.
Okay.
And so, you know, if it feels all right with you, I'll continue for a few more moments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because oftentimes we'll be dialoguing. You'll be speaking for a while. I may speak for a while. We may speak shortly, you know.
Okay.
There is no specific form.
Okay.
So I felt that, you know, it may make some sense if I provide a little bit of a footing.
That makes sense, definitely.
So what I've found as this material has revealed itself to me, which I'll elaborate in a minute, is that by establishing an infrastructure we then have something to stabilize our experience of that which we're experiencing. Because it's not something that's brought into our awareness as we're going along through our human experiences from our younger ages, we spend an awful lot of time doing intellectual, doing physical, and frequently, I believe, find ourselves, when situations arise, simply reacting in the way that we're most capable at that moment. Mm-hmm. And frequently it can turn into a splatter because, again, there's not a construct, not a framework that that simply provides the tools and provides the simple tools to respond. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, situation A comes up, and then all of a sudden, like, situation F comes up, and then, you know, situation G comes up. I mean, they seem to be these, you know, fairly distinct events that look very dissimilar. And so as they come up, we do what we can to kind of maybe just hold it in some way.
Mm-hmm. Make sense of it.
And, okay, wow, we got through that one, and I was going along having a really peaceful experience, and this particular thing came up, and oh my goodness, my life just went into a spin, and God, I was having such a good day, and all of a sudden, wow, look what happened, you know, and then, you know, 2 hours later, something else happens, and well, what I've found, simply by being an observer, this isn't my way. None of what I'm sharing with you is my way. This is just simply, you know, I'm inviting you to take a look and see, should any of this construct feel like the comfortable clothes that you're wearing right now? Or, you know, does this feel like, I don't know, if I insisted that you got in some type of a business suit or something, it wouldn't be, you know, necessarily, you know, the most awful thing that you did. However, you know, given one set of garments compared to the other, mm-hmm. you might feel more your flow mm-hmm. in the jeans and this, you know, really sweet top that you're wearing. And, you know, it feels to be how your energy flows through. So that's what we'll do as we go through this experience, is invite each of us to see how it feels in that way. Does it feel like that, you know, those worn, you know, pair of jeans that, you know, just, oh my goodness, it's, you know, that's, oh, I feel like I can flow my fullness in that, as compared to kind of feeling constricted in some, you know, polyester or, you know, outfit or, and so, so what we want to do is we want to look at assembling a construct, an infrastructure, and, you know, some of what we'll go over, we may have already talked about in some of your questions that you had regarding, you know, what actually is this about. And I find that there's a real benefit to circling around with this information, mm-hmm. that we don't simply, you know, lay it out. We don't go, you know, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. okay, and end up at 10. We spin it. So we, you know, go out to 3 and we, you know, spin back to 1 and pick some of those pieces back up, and we're out to 5 or 6 and we spin back to 2 or 3. And so we circle this around, okay? Mm-hmm. And so as we've talked about the infrastructure a little bit, you and I, one of the pieces that makes this so effective is that the infrastructure that revealed itself is based on the least amount of building materials. Mm-hmm. And so, in my humble opinion, and again, I'll invite you and invite myself to keep, you know, checking and seeing and, you know, feeling whether this is to be true or not. that when we assemble a construct with the fewest number of materials, that as those experiences of life, whether it's A or F or G or H, those seemingly discrete random events start flying at us as life does, it doesn't really matter what A, F, G, or H is, because we have this very stable substructure that's actually, you know, become integrated into our being.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like the post and beam.
Like the post and beam. Okay. So, you know, when we make a stone wall, as they did earlier in our process of developing culture on our little beautiful planet, it took many pieces, many stones to build a wall. And looking at that wall, it's a very dense construct.
Mm-hmm.
At most, maybe we can make a window.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't certainly able to span a large open space because it really required all these, well, you know, look at some of maybe the old cathedrals, something like that, in terms of that type of architecture. I mean, absolutely magnificent to look at, and yet it's very, very dense construction. And so then, you know, we move forward and take a look at, like, stick construction, and you take a look at, like, you know, 2x4, 16 inches on center with sheetrock, and much lighter than a stone wall, and still would require an awful lot of energy to penetrate through that. I imagine we both agree that should we choose to bang our head against that construct, that yes, I mean, the sheetrock would begin to crumble. It's a material that, you know, can do that a lot easier than, you know, stone. And, you know, it is possible that as we, you know, bang our head against that construct, that the 2x4s will, you know, start to kind of splinter. And like you said, post and beam. What about a post and beam construction? Well, you've got, you know, two posts and a beam spanning a space. And now that's a non-weight-bearing wall. You can literally just have a big wide opening.
Mm-hmm.
Or, at most, just put something there for ornament. Whether it's a, you know, whether it is a wall structure to make each space private, you won't need 2x4, 16 inches on center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can just knock that down
mm-hmm.
much more easily. Okay? You could even just put a curtain,
mm-hmm.
okay? So the curtain may be a little bit akin to fog, okay?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to walk through the fog than it is through a stone wall, all right? So we all are kind of walking around a little bit in the fog, okay? But when we create the infrastructure such that it's just simply fog we're moving through, it's a lot less painful, okay, when we're banging our head against the fog, okay? And so, yeah, I mean, what happens when we bang our head against the wall? What happens when we bang our head against the stone wall? Yeah, basically, we'll die. I mean, literally, physically die. To go through that stone wall, you know, more likely than not, the outcome will be, you know, physical, you know, the ending of our physical life. And I imagine we both agree that predominantly that's been the paradigm to this point, is that we learn through, you know, banging our head against the wall. I would say even more unfortunate would be the outcome of not having our lives physically come to an ending. However, when we work with the construct of the stone wall and we're banging our head against that, you know, it's something akin to living dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that may even be less preferable than actually physically coming to the end of our breathing experience,
yeah,
because now you're living dead.
Right.
Okay. And so many of us have defaulted to that. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm raising my hand. We've all done this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm using this, you know, these metaphors because as we begin this journey, the more we can establish pictures that we can hold on to, again, as A and G and H show up, whatever they are, former partners, sisters, best friends, professors, employers, you know, random people that we happen to have vehicles bump with, or, you know, whatever it is, as those seemingly discrete events show up, when we establish a framework that's based on light, we now have an opportunity to respond with light.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to build this manual, if you will. Okay, we're going to build this framework that are based on a number of different pieces. However, it's not based on paragraphs and chapters and volumes, and not that the personal development work that's available isn't effective. There's tremendous work that's been scribed over the years. What I've found through my experience of doing clinical medicine for 21 years is that frequently, although somebody, you know, got a lot out of that particular piece that they were working with, that particular book, when it comes to, okay, it's showtime, okay, life is happening, frequently people come into the office and say, well, gosh, I really enjoyed reading that book. However, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm, you know, I don't know how to apply this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm finding with this material is that that's why it's so effective, is because it's not based on stonewall construction. It's based on post and beam. It's very, very light. And I guess this would be a place to share with you a little bit about, you know, where did this come from? Okay, so you know, you've known me for a while, and so when I say this to you, I really mean it, and you know that to be true about me. The material that we're basing this journey on, I didn't sit down and write. Okay, I didn't create this material. And already this morning, I've even framed it with the energy of, you know, the information that's revealed itself. And that's really authentically what occurred. Okay, and so 9 years ago, 9 years ago, earlier this month, and yeah, I mean, I've spent my entire life, even from my younger years, for whatever reason, people were drawn to ask me questions. It's just simply the way I've experienced my life. And then, of course, I went into clinical medicine. And so for the last 21 years in my office, people come in with a physical pain, and the next thing you know, because of the sacred space we hold and the compassionate way that we're providing healthcare service, one thing leads to another. And, you know, people would ask questions, and out an answer would come, and it was kind of from somewhere behind my being. They just would, you know, come out. And having said that, 9 years ago, this intriguing experience occurred to me where I was compelled to pick up a blank piece of paper with my non-dominant hand, and out this material came. And I never had a subject. It wasn't like I was going to, you know, okay, well, let's take a blank piece of paper and write a poem about self-love or holding boundaries or invisible threads or whatever. And all of a sudden, this experience started to pour through these words onto the paper. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, in my right hand, my dominant hand, it's an effort for me to actually be legible with my handwriting. In fact, they kind of joke about it in the office. They call it Michinese. Okay? And this, the words that were flowing through my left hand come out completely clear and legible. And, you know, this is what they look like.
Wow.
Okay? All right? Mm-hmm. This would come out.
From your left hand?
Yeah. Okay? And the whole experience was quite fascinating for me because I simply, you know, watched it occur. And about a week into the experience, all of a sudden I heard the title to the collection and I laughed out loud because there was no collection. There were four or five pieces. So I wrote the title to the collection and out came another piece that actually reflected the words in the title. And then a number of months later, there was, I don't know, close to 100 pieces.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, and what happened is, I put it in the closet, okay, because I didn't have any agenda. It wasn't like I wrote this to put my name on it and do anything with
Did
it.
Did you used to write otherwise?
No.
Interesting.
No. No, I'm not a person that journals. I'm a person that's very present with my life and have embraced the place of living in meditation, and yet I don't hold space and sit and journal as a meditation. And I did for many years sit and meditate, and I haven't for many years more recently. So yeah, out this came. And so then what happened was, again, you know, patients would continue to ask questions, and I would have this awareness that there was a piece that would answer their question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I didn't know the pieces because I didn't write them, and I'd come home at night and I would like pull it out of the closet and like, you know, rifle through and go, I know there's something in here that will serve that person well regarding what they had asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd find it. And then I'd bring it to the office, photocopy it, and the next time they'd come in for an appointment, I'd say, I have a gift for you. And so then what happened was, you know, people actually started to ask for more pieces, and then I actually started to sit with people and to walk this journey. And as I said before, it's simply something that revealed itself to me. It's not something that I created. It actually assembled itself in a particular sequence. And, you know, there's now an outline, and we work from that construct. It's not, again, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
However, it has a framework that as we walk through, you know, as we would stroll through the trails between the trees, working our way down to the, you know, the beach grasses and out onto the beach. You know, it's like, it's just kind of a way of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am simply doing that with you.
Okay.
And so part of what I'm going to ask, because this is one of the core pieces of the infrastructure, is to explore the energy of what it means to embrace from within without. From within the place of without expectation. Okay? And I, from the deepest place of my being and respect and compassion, am not asking you to believe anything I'm saying. Okay? This isn't my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Again, that gets back to the only guru is the guru from within. Okay? And yet, I'm inviting you to stroll along with me and even to use this experience of staying in the place of without expectation, without judgment, meaning that some of what I'm going to share initially may either seem off or in some way unsettling, or so I'm asking you not to necessarily believe me, and yet I'm asking you to use this experience as an exercise to amplify your experience of what it means to stay in the place of without expectation,
okay,
without judgment. Because some of what I'm going to pose is from such a different place of perceiving that, you know, at times it precipitates the energy of feeling like running from.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get really uncomfortable. And as we go through deeper into this experience or deeper from within this experience, as I mentioned before, we kind of like, you know, start at one, and as we're going along, we're out to three or four, and then we spin back to two, and,
okay,
you know, out to six or seven, and we're back at three, and we're picking them up again. Then all of a sudden, this other way of seeing with heart, becomes more settling. And I'm sure there's physical experiences that you would relate this to, like even just something as simple as exercising, that, you know, that the first few days you don't even imagine that it's ever possible getting to that particular level that you're striving for, and then, you know, a number of months later, you know, you look back and go, oh my goodness, look where I am now compared to, you know, and it's just more integrated into your being.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of an overview, and you know, I'd like to invite you to share some of what you feel about what I shared, or anything that you may have come with today. And it doesn't have to be either. I'm simply pausing.
Take a breath. It's just interesting because, having known you and spent time talking with you, it's like what you used to say or what you say didn't make sense, but it was always really compelling, and I'd be like, walk away and be like, what was that? Like, what was that? And it's starting to make more sense. It's like you said, it's like you kind of go out and then you loop back and it's like, oh. So I'm starting to understand the parameters of what you're talking about. Whereas, you know, 6 months or 9 months ago, or any amount of time before that, it wouldn't have made any sense at all because I wasn't ready to hear it. So it's just interesting to be able to say, yeah, you know, you say to me, I'm going to say things and they might not make sense, or they might not be comfortable and don't have an expectation. And I get that, because before I'd always be churning away at it, like, well, what does that mean? And I don't really get that. And mm-hmm. Now I'm just like, okay, there it is. Just put it inside and it'll come clear eventually. I'm just so much more willing and or capable of not having a big expectation. I always used to live like that all the time, and I feel like I'm not by any means great at it, but it's starting to come more naturally to me. It's just interesting. So it's just like... Well, you keep saying a journey. I just keep thinking of walking down, like, a road or a path, and I don't really know where I'm going. I don't really know where we're going. It's just, like, it's pretty interesting, and whatever's around the corner is around the corner. And wherever we wander in the journey, it's good. It's just, it is what it is, and I'm just totally ready for that. Whereas, you know, some time ago, that would not have been okay with me at all. Would have been like, well, wait a minute, I have to know where I'm going, and I have to read the guidebook, and I have to be ready. It's like, nah, I don't really have to be ready anymore. So I'm really excited. Just a journey. Mm-hmm. See where it goes.
it never, as we try to find words, as we try to find words, period, and the power of the word is as we go along on this journey, we'll come to see the power of the word is so critical. And as we try to find words, and you know, as I personally attempted to frame this in some way, as I tried to find words, people say, "Well, what do you do?" You know, again, it was not uncommon for somebody to come into the office and say, "I don't know what it is about what you're doing. I just want to talk to you about it." You know, and so
I understand that.
Okay,
yeah.
And as I try to wrap my arms around and to wrap my heart around some words to define this, it actually, and again, I don't mean anything judgmental about this. I'm going to simply be, you know, authentic with how I feel. You know, when people would say something like, "Well, are you a life coach? Do you do life coaching?" Or, you know, are you a therapist? Or, what kind of work do you do with people? You know, what is this work that you're, you know, that you're doing with people? It's like, well, it isn't work. I'm not working with you, okay? And I'm not a life coach, okay? And again, I don't mean anything derogatory. I really don't. I mean that, you know, in the most respectful way. And what's been revealed to me to this point, the word that comes into my awareness is, I journey with. I journey with. I journey with you. I journey with self. Because like you said, it's about wandering on this path, and then there's these little branches as we go along, and you know, do we continue in the direction we're going, or do we take this little branch to this side or to that side? And how do we know which branches to quote unquote follow, so to speak? And that's what we're going to look at. Because I don't imagine you'd be sitting here if you felt that the path that you're on is completely the path that you want to be on. And so there must be some compelling reason to look at some of those branches in the path and find where I'm more comfortable strolling.
Mm-hmm. Or even to be more comfortable strolling without having a destination in mind. That might be.
Mm-hmm. So this type of a feeling is comfortable,
mm-hmm,
as we begin to move in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and something very interesting about the collection that's shown up is that about 5 or 6 months after the pieces began revealing themselves, page one showed up. And that was really fascinating, because now here there are, you know, whatever, 30 or 40 pieces or whatever, and all of a sudden page one came. And it speaks to the truth that I didn't write these. And as we go along this journey, that's going to be a pretty magnificent punchline to the story, which we'll hear coming soon. Okay? Like, I not only didn't write these, I was pretty amazed to find out who did. So, And so as we begin to assemble your operating manual for growing peace, because that's what we're going to do on a weekly basis as we experience this sharing of spoken word, we're also going to be using specific selections to build the operating manual. And so each week, or each, you know, session, whenever we meet again, we'll be introducing additional pieces to your binder. So, of course, part of what we're going to include this week is page one. And and I want to share this particular image. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who did that?
Escher. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we looking at?
Just the shift from what appears to be one thing to what appears to be another.
Right. And, you know, on one end of the spectrum, it appears to be, what are we seeing?
Fish.
And on the other end?
Birds.
Right. So I use this image to begin our journey. And consider that there is more than we see through our ordinary eyes. There is more occurring. And, you know, at one end and the other, it's quite simple, you know, to see black and to see white. And for the purposes of this analogy, not that fish or swans are better than the other,
mm-hmm.
okay, and purpose, and you know, for the purpose of this analogy, we can, you know, both agree that that where the fish are moving is through certainly something that appears more
heavier,
right? Okay, it appears more heavy. Okay, darker,
dense. Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make them, you know, worse than. It's just simply what this is representing. Okay, and so as we would find ourselves to move through water, it takes a greater amount of effort. Okay, and as we go deeper in the water, it becomes much darker because the light is not able to penetrate in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Likewise, as we come higher up on this image, we see that the swans are flying through the light, okay? And that it's not only light visibly, it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's less pressure on their shoulders, so to speak. And so the extremes of an example are easy mm-hmm. to perceive. However, it's in the middle that we predominantly live our experiences, in that kind of gray area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, depending on how we blink determines that which we see. So, I know for myself, as I'm looking at this in the middle of this woodcut by Escher, that when I blink, I may see the fish swimming, and when I blink again, the swan's flying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm inviting us, as we begin to journey in this way, that we at least consider the power of the blink. Okay, because we're going to truly be looking at the possibility of paradigm shift. Because once we see that as a possibility, it doesn't matter what's coming at us. It's simply possible to blink and perceive it from a whole different place of perception. And when we do that, it presents enormous opportunity for growing this core path that I believe each and every one of us would prefer, you know, one of predominantly peace and harmony flowing from within rather than some splatter. I don't believe that most people would opt for the splatter, given an option.
Yeah.
So part of what we're going to do is when we establish this infrastructure is to look at what it means to truly embrace paradigm shift.
Okay. That's a really good illustration.
Again, the more visual that we make this, okay, when we talk about post and beam as compared to, you know, stone wall, and when we look at this very well-known Escher woodcut with the fish and the swans, and we start to assemble these very visual pieces that are based on the least amount of material,
mm-hmm.
It's very, very, it becomes very, not only very simple to respond, it becomes actually really exciting. It's like, okay, what's coming next? All right, let's go there. All right, wow, oh, that's cool. Look what the universe is. Whew, man, that universe has some twisted sense of humor. It's like, I don't think it's going to knock me over, okay? As compared to, oh my goodness, poor me. Wow, wait, Mitch, you haven't even heard what went on in my day today. And oh, Ian, oh my goodness, wait till I tell you what's been happening lately. That's really exhausting. So, anything that you feel like sharing now, or?
No, I like that. I like the things are not what they may appear. It's just, that's good. Simple, good.
So carry that with you this week, okay? And then we'll be going from that place,
okay,
as we come together again. And start to look at that which you're seeing, experimenting with what it means to blink.
Okay.
And actually do that. Blink. And see how it's possible to see another place. Even if it's not something visual that we're looking at, it still makes a difference to physically blink.
Okay.
To change the place of perception. As something gnarly comes at you, it may be words that somebody's saying, or a situation that shows up, or some correspondence that came in the mail, or something like that. Just blink and step back. And even though we haven't assembled all the pieces, something's going to happen when we do that.
Okay.
And also begin to have an awareness, a growing awareness around how much you experience judgment around you and how much you judge.
Okay.
So, to begin to solidify this experience of from within without.
Okay.
And that's a very simple affirmation, from within without. So as we walk around, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily mean anything to anybody. It will to you. From within without. What do you mean from within without? From within the place of without expectation.
Okay.
See, and so when it's very short and sweet, it's nothing. It's not paragraphs, it's not chapters, I'm just walking around all day, okay, from within and out. And when I say I can't, I won't. So likewise, when I walk around and say within and without, I'm going to grow that possibility. So the more I vibrate that from within my being, so we can say it to ourselves.
Within, without.
Within, without. From within, without.
Okay.
From within, without. And
from within,
we'll,
without expectation.
Right. We'll elaborate on that.
Okay. All right. That's cool.